It will remember, above all, a certain night because... On Good Friday night of the shameful year 1930, a child hardly 16 years old dipped her two hands in a sewer, pricked her skin, and with her blood traced these lines.
To love the Holy Father and to dip one's hands in a sewer, such is happiness for us, the children of Mary.
Joy will be yours, my child.
From the convent of the Visitation in Lyon, where she was educated, she sent this phrase by carrier pigeon to her father, Christian socialist deputy in Paris, embraced him tenderly in her thoughts, went to bed, and had the dream that we will try to relate through pictures in this book.
Let me weep and hold this hand, condemned to vegetate in a cell.
In the phrase from her letter quoted above, it's easy enough to find the irresistible tendency that drew her toward the practice of obstinate devotion and theatrical sacrifice. It's easy to recognize there the precociousness of her beautiful intelligence, her brilliant imagination, of her ardent heart. The same powerful sentiment which from her 11th year moved her to enlist under the banner of Saint Teresa of the Holy Child showed itself very early in her love for the study of Latin. She wrote rather playful phrases in which were revealed sometimes extreme delicacy, sometimes the sparkling verve of a Latin soul. At 13, she called her body her somber prison. Already show an unusual depth of mind and reveal the germs of the extraordinary dream which follows. It might be useful for its comprehension to say here that at age 7, and through the savagery of an ignoble individual, she lost her virginity. It happened on the very day that First Communion was refused her. She was too young, as her milk teeth proved. The individual, not content with having forced her, broke all her teeth with an incredible ferocity and by means of a large stone. She then came back and said to the Reverend Father Denis de la Tessalais, while showing him her bloody mouth,
"Now I can take communion. I have no more milk teeth."
Too undeveloped to feel all her happiness, she sent, nevertheless, again by carrier pigeon, this message to her father.